common law duty of confidentiality. This is an audio recording of the third infographic in a series of five. These have been created by UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration, who we'll refer to as UK LLC from now on. The series has been co-produced with the UK LLC Public Advisory Group, with input from UK LLC Partner Studies. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. Longitudinal population study participants are people who choose to join a study. Their personal data is collected over periods of time for the purposes of research for the benefit of the public. For example, this could mean filling out questionnaires or attending clinics for measurements such as height, weight, or providing blood samples. A highlighted summary explains that the common law duty of confidentiality is a legal principle. It means information provided by patients to a health or social care service is provided in confidence. This information can be used for research in certain circumstances. Against a pink background, the infographic shows four representative photographs. These are of longitudinal population study participants of various ages, genders, and ethnicities. Each one is quoted answering the following question. I'm a longitudinal population study participant. What is it important for me to know? The first person says, my confidential data will be managed in line with reasonable expectations that are fair and transparent. Fair and transparent means something you're likely to expect or assume, rather than something that comes as a surprise or seems unrelated. The second person says, my permission is needed for my confidential patient data to be used. There are special exemptions to this. You can learn what these are from listening to Sheet 2, Digital Economy Act 2017, and Sheet 4, Control of Patient Information Regulations, and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006. The third person says, I can use the national data opt-out to say that I don't want my health record shared unless explicit consent has been given. This only applies to people living in England. The fourth person says, if I lack capacity to consent, my rights under the common law duty of confidentiality still apply, even after I've died. The next subheading reads, my longitudinal population study has a responsibility to 1. Protect participants' confidentiality throughout the research process. 2. Provide participants with updates on how their data is used over time, with an option to object and change their permissions. A grey text box highlights where exemptions may apply. It reads, the Digital Economy Act 2017 and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006 allow participants' data to be used without consent where this will result in benefit to the public. Longitudinal population studies do this to make sure research is accurate and fair to all groups and communities. More information on the exemptions under these acts can be found on Sheet 2, Digital Economy Act 2017, and Sheet 4, Control of Patient Information Regulations and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006. The infographic finishes with a black footer box with white text stating that this information is correct at the time of publication, version 1 in July 2024. If you have any questions about how your data is making a difference to research, you can contact your study team directly. Also in this footer are the logos of the University of Edinburgh and the University of Bristol as the institutions that run UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration. Beneath them are the logos of the funders, UK Research and Innovation, the Medical Research Council, and the Economic and Social Research Council. This infographic series was funded by UK Health Data Research Alliance, Medical Research Council, and Health Data Research UK. This was an audio recording of the third infographic in a series of five. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. The other infographics cover UK data protection laws, the Digital Economy Act 2017, Control of Patient Information Regulations and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006. The final infographic provides a summary detailing a key message from the individual laws and legal principles detailed in the series.